My family celebrated Christmas together this last Saturday with my aunts and uncles from Kansas, the Wichita area, and Atchison, and my brother from Oklahoma City, and everyone got together in Bartlesville. And since the last time we all got together last Christmas, my sister's had a baby that's now 9 months old. My cousin's wife up in Atchison had a baby, and they had one previously. And so we've had three babies that were being passed around like hot potatoes amongst all of our family members. They're being passed around so fast, I thought one of them was going to get dropped, but thankfully we were good. And so the family dynamics really changed in our family, where all the attention kind of went to the baby. So it used to be, you know, all amongst all of ourselves and all of us just talking, but of course the babies take precedence because they're just too cute not to hold, right? My mom, whenever I was younger, she told me one time, whenever we were all babies 30 years ago, she'd be around, walking around Walmart doing the weekly shopping, and one of us little babies would be in the cart or whatever, and people would come up to us and pinch our cheeks and rub our hair, and some bold old ladies would periodically pluck us right out of the cart themselves just to hold us. Babies are basically public property, to be honest with you. So. And this is kind of how Mary wants it to be, you know? Whenever the shepherds travel to the stable and they see the baby, they don't hear this message from the angel and say, okay, well, let's go have, you know, a nice little walk through the stable, see the baby, and then we'll be on our way. They want to hold the baby. If you're going to hear from angels that the Savior of the world has just been born and you get to be so privileged to go see that baby with your own eyes, you don't just want to see that baby. You want to hold that baby. You want to love that baby. You want to have an intimate moment just staring at the face of the Savior and just have a nice, intimate, quiet moment with Jesus and just see the humble circumstances that he was born in. See his humble parents. You yourself, a nice lowly shepherd, and you get invited to this great, wonderful occasion in which you get to hold the Savior of the world. I can just imagine all the shepherds taking their time, holding our Lord in their hands, just desiring each and every single moment, just wanting those moments to last as long as they possibly can, wanting to dwell with our Lord right there in their hands, and they pass it to the next person. They pass our Lord to the next shepherd and the next shepherd, and they all just take their time, gazing in wonder and awe at our Lord, Jesus Christ, who came to be with each and every one of us. And this is exactly how Mary wants it. She's not a selfish mother where she wants to keep her baby to herself. She doesn't have security concerns like sometimes, unfortunately, we do today. She wants to share Jesus. That's her job. As mother of God, as chosen by God from all eternity to be his mother, it's her job to share Jesus with everyone in the world. She probably wishes everyone in the whole world, in the whole area, would come to that stable just so they could take a few moments to hold Jesus. Because she knows these shepherds weren't just wandering around and happened to see this stable and thought, oh, there's a crying baby, let's walk in. She knows they probably had a message from an angel. She knows that they're there for a reason. She knows through her perfection that this was set up by God so they could be here to worship our Lord, to see the face of a Savior as a little baby. And so she wants to share Jesus with us. She wants them to hold Jesus so that they can come to love him as much as she loves him. She wants to share that love with each and every single one of us, because this is not an ordinary baby. This is a baby who casts down emperors, crumbles kingdoms, and destroys sin. It is also a baby who comforts broken hearts, strengthens virtues, and gives everlasting life to all of his children, because he desires us more than we could ever possibly imagine, he desires us to be in that kingdom, in that heavenly kingdom, for all eternity with him. And he wants to hold us just as much as we want to hold him. And his birth was so important that it literally split time. Our calendars literally formed around his birth. We have before Christ, and we have in the year of our Lord, AD time and BC time. No other person in the history of the world has had such an amazing birth, has such a significant birth, that the entire calendar is formed around this one person, before Christ and in the year of our Lord, 2025. And whenever students get their college diplomas, it still says, in the year of our Lord, at least the ones I've seen. And so it's just a beautiful reminder that even though this happened 2025 years ago, we still celebrate the fact that Jesus is with us now, in the year of our Lord now, because he's with us in the tabernacle. He's with us in our hearts and our minds. He's here at Mass whenever we pray together. He's here in your families whenever you pray together. It says that whenever two or three are gathered together, there our Lord is, because he wants to be with us forever. There's no such thing as before Caesar Augustus and after Caesar Augustus, before Hitler and after Hitler, before Michael Jordan and after Michael Jordan. There's no other baby in the history of the world does the entire timeline wrap around. But Jesus is just that important. And we need to recognize that each and every day, just how much he loves us, just how much he wants to transform our hearts, our minds, and our world, just as he transformed that calendar through his simple birth. He wants to do much more magnificent things in our own lives, because Jesus ultimately wants us to hold him, and he wants to hold us. He wants to carry us through life. He wants us to hold him close, so that in times of trouble, in times of sorrow, in times whenever life just gets hard, he can pick us up and carry us through those hard moments, carry us through life, carry us through those times of sadness and depression, so that we can feel the joy and the happiness that he's promised us for all eternity. Because Jesus calls everyone together, the lowly, the humble, shepherds, magi from a distant country, all people in the entire world are called to be with Christ this morning. And all he wants us to do is simply hold him. Hold him in the silence of our hearts. Hold him in peace. Hold him in patience. Hold him knowing that we're growing in virtue every single time we do hold Christ. And so we strive to never let go of Christ. We know that those moments when we do let go of Christ, our world starts breaking apart just a little bit more impatience sneaks in, a little bit more vices, our life that's centered around Christ, no longer centered around Christ, and it's about the things of the world or the news, or we keep worrying about all these things we can't control, whatever the case may be. But if we keep Christ close, if we keep holding him day in and day out, then that's whenever we can receive the joy he wants us to have, because he wants to be held. Before the other Mass, the 4 o'clock Mass, one of the babies looked up at me and held up his arm and said, "Father Dan, hold me, hold me." Because little kids want to be held. For the first 5 years of their lives or so, they're constantly running up to their parents saying, "Hold me, hold me." They want that closeness. They want to know that they are secure. They want to know that they are close with that person and that person loves them and is going to love them back. And we too need to do the same thing with our Lord. Just hold him close and to love him and allow him to love us. Because sometimes we don't feel worthy of that love. But this is that day whenever Lord comes as just a small, little, precious baby that reminds us that we want to love him, that he so desperately wants to love us. He came the way he came because he wants to show just how much he loves us. And then he ascended the cross to really make sure that we know just how much he loves us. And so if we hold Christ close day in, day out, then we will experience that joy, not just in this season of Advent and Christmas and New Year's, but all throughout our lives. And that's exactly the kind of joy our Lord wants us to have. That's the kind of peace, the kind of security our Lord wants us to have, knowing that each and every day we're holding him close, keeping him at the center of our lives, and knowing that he loves us and that we love him, because we get to gaze at the Savior of the world and just see how precious he is, to see how blessed we are.